Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
How do you view the overall trajectory offensively through six games now?
Yeah, up and down. So...
How do you handle the progress being kind of up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's be linear and just progressively steps forward. How do you deal with step forward, step back?
Yep.
Game like today.
Yeah. Days like today, I would say, are needed. Just in the sense of it gives you a little bit more to be able to look back on something and figure out what. And so that's important.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes.
That's my kind of sports radio right there.
On 670 The Score.
Our segment with Jason Leisure is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals at 24/7. You can call them available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Our segment with Jason Leisure is also brought to you by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jason, what do you make of what happened yesterday, where it's a win, but... for some, it doesn't feel like that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have Auto Owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I always look at it through two lenses. There's the short term of game day, Sunday, Monday night, Thursday night, whatever it is. you do whatever you've got to do to survive and to win that game. And if you win a game on a blocked field goal, or you win despite your quarterback playing poorly for that day, great. Long term, though, you have to look at each one of these games as, what does it tell me about where this is headed? What does it tell me in the big picture? And I never really felt great about them going to Baltimore this week as far as the Bears' chances there. I found yesterday to be not drastically, but a little more tilted toward discouraging than encouraging.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's made for an interesting day of conversation. And right away, we took calls in the very first hour and lots of text feedback. And like, there's an honesty about the quarterback, which is frankly refreshing, from the head coach about the quarterback, from a lot of the listeners. And I think largely from the quarterback himself after the game, you know, like, I didn't play well. And in terms of like whether he should run or scramble, I've been good at that this year. I was not good at that today. Like, so I think like I'm okay with a development, you know, that's not linear. You need days like this, as Caleb spoke to, as long as he's honest and standing in the truth. Do you feel like he is?
I think he is. And I think that's an extension of the way Ben Johnson has coached things, that a win doesn't just wash away all of the problems that happened during the game. That effort, I think there's a healthy grasp of reality that performance against another team, a better team, one that's not arguably the worst in the NFL, isn't going to be good enough.
Yeah, and that's where we're trying to figure out where it kind of went off track. So what have the Bears said? What did Caleb say about why this was a rougher game than what we've seen from him this season?
Caleb is really hung up on his inaccuracy as a passer on the run. And both times he's talked about this, you can tell from his tone and his expression that this is pretty weird to him, that he doesn't really understand why suddenly he's struggling in this thing that's really been one of his fortes. It's really been something he's been great at. It's part of what you would have liked about him coming out of the draft. I think there also still needs to be some reining in of where he's looking on broken plays, that there needs to be a better, there needs to be more attentiveness to the easy passes in those situations than scrambling around looking for a 40 yarder. There were three or four plays at least. One of them was 12 seconds long where he's scrambling, and he's kind of dancing around the Saints because, you know, they're the Washington Generals. That isn't going to work if Roquan Smith is out there. If Roquan Smith was dropped onto the Saints yesterday, there's going to be a sack for minus 10 on those plays. Caleb knows where the outlets are, but he needs to be more disciplined about taking them. And that doesn't sound fun. It doesn't sound fun to the listeners. It doesn't sound fun to Caleb. It's way more fun to chuck it down the field for 50 or 60 yards. But the majority of a good quarterback passing game in the NFL is built brick by brick like that. It's built with a bunch of little passes, a bunch of small pieces to your yardage, and then a couple of big ones.
Jason Leisure is with us. And folks, we're going to talk plenty from the perspective of this being a good win and them being 4-2 and what it means and the defense and the running game and stuff. But we started on this track, so let's stay on this track and deal with it a little bit. Do you think, Jason, that when Caleb seems so hung up on the accuracy on the run, that indicates what is still a little bit of misplaced priorities as a young quarterback?
No, I think that he is doing a good job, though, being hard on himself in the way that Ben Johnson is, and not looking at this and saying, you just hinted at it, Matt, that, oh, they're 4-2, this should be celebrated. And there is certainly a point to be made there, that it's a good thing for the Bears that they're 4-2, no matter how they got there. But that's problematic if you look at that and say everything's fine and you're satisfied with where things are at right now. And I don't think that they are. I don't. That's why I think you see a really muted reaction as far as celebrating this from them, let alone what, you know, critics, people like me say about it. I think from them, there's this realization that there's a lot of work to do. It is nice to be 4-2, but to Ben Johnson, to quote Ben Johnson from yesterday, when you win, you can coach them a lot harder. And there's a reason why he said that, because there are a lot of things that need to be coached harder. And it's especially true of Caleb. We have seen quarterbacks in his position before. We saw it with this quarterback last year, 4-2, lighting up the Jaguars and the Panthers. And you realize, well, that's not really going to, that didn't end up really continuing against a bunch of better teams. I think there's a healthy respect for how much improvement still needs to be made. And they are fortunate amid that improvement to be 4-2.
So you asked the question yesterday, Jason, about Caleb scrambling around in the pocket instead of running, and Ben delayed answering because he was hesitant to blast his guy. Today was a little more forthright and said they talked about all those plays, right?
I found it kind of weird. Last year and this year, I keep thinking with Caleb Williams that he needs to be more decisive as a runner. And it's weird. That part is weird to me because we just came off Justin Fields being the quarterback, and you're saying he gives up too soon on passes and just takes off running at the first sign of trouble. Caleb is too far the other way, in my opinion, sometimes. He's too averse to just taking off and running. Sometimes it's there. And that's a better play than scrambling laterally or backward for 12 seconds and taking a lot. I mean, there's a lot of physical risk with running if you're not able to get a good slide. But there is a lot of physical and game risk in scrambling around and weaving around through the backfield and backing up while you're doing it.
I think it's interesting when we look at the Bears' run game that after a bye week, I wasn't surprised that it was better. But you had guys who were getting healthy. You made a little bit of a change. I love that on a short week, the Bears' run game was still really good. Granted, they're playing against a team that isn't very good and was looking for ways to quit. But they still did their job to what? Like over 5 yards a carry yesterday on 40 carries, which is insane. What have they said is the reason that they feel like they've gotten this thing in a better place?
Well, the coaches will tell you that in part it's a different type of running style from DeAndre Swift, which we've covered this. He denies that at every turn that he's doing anything differently, even though that's my opinion and that's the coach's opinion and that's the entire rest of the world's opinion, is that this is much more of a hit the hole north-south running style than what we saw from DeAndre Swift before. But you know, even if DeAndre Swift didn't change anything from last year, it would look better behind this offensive line than the offensive line that they kicked out the door after 2024. So I think it's a combination of a more cohesive offensive line and a very disciplined DeAndre Swift. And this is part of what Ben Johnson has been trying to get across to Caleb Williams and DeAndre Swift and everybody, every player in that building, is that I am demanding of you to play this way because I think it's going to be good for you and good for us. And every coach will say something like that. But Ben Johnson, even as a first-time head coach, comes in with so much more credibility than when Matt Eberflus was coming in saying the same thing, or even really than Matt Nagy when he was coming in and saying the same thing. Ben Johnson has essentially, on offense, done this before. There are some new responsibilities added to him, but he has already built something from the ground up, built essentially something out of nothing in Detroit. When he comes in and says, it's got to be done this way, and he can point to all that, he doesn't have to say it, they all know it. He can. You look at his past success, it's easy to buy in. And DeAndre Swift has, since August, said nothing but great things about Ben Johnson. And I don't find it to be kind of fake or flattery or just saying the right thing, for example. I mean, it seems to be a very genuine respect. If I found out later that DeAndre Swift didn't like, personally, Ben Johnson, okay. But he has whatever history they have of Ben Johnson being involved in trading him away from Detroit a few years back, he seems to respect him regardless. He seems to respect the coaching style and the overall offensive philosophy that Ben Johnson has been hitting him with.
Yeah, I think he clearly respects Ben Johnson. He respects Eric Bieniemy, who very much is challenging him and said that they need more and they need physical from him. Is the style's definitely different. It absolutely is. And
that's your opinion.
Yep, and yours and the rest of the world.
That is not DeAndre Swift's opinion. That's my mom's opinion. But it's not DeAndre Swift's opinion.
I liked his answer after the game. Somebody said, hey, it looks like the carry split was about what you'd want with Kyle Manungai. And he's like, I'm not the coach.
That was me. Yeah,
that was you. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I thought he'd like that. I mean, I thought he'd have more of an opinion on that, I should say, because I mean, he's getting good help from Kyle Manungai. That was against a terrible team. But that looks like kind of the blueprint for what you'd want. You would want DeAndre Swift to get about two-thirds of the carry and somebody else to step up. And in this case, it was Kyle Manungai, and take the other third of the carries.
And Manungai was good, and he made a catch. He had two catches, I think. But one of them, he turned what looked like a no gain into a first down, which was impressive. So running back mix in a better place than we thought as the trade deadline approaches?
It's in a better place than we thought because of DeAndre Swift. I don't want to overreact to one game with Kyle Manungai. I think that DeAndre Swift running the way he has run aesthetically the last 2 weeks, that definitely works if he stays healthy.
I love seeing what Dennis Allen is doing. Earlier in the show, I brought up how, yes, getting Kyler Gordon helps, getting production from Montez Sweat helps. I really like the fact that they have someone who is absolutely responsible in the back half of their defense, and that's Kevin Byard. And I feel like all the things that they're doing defensively, you have to have an adult back there to help make things right. Am I giving too much credit for Kevin Byard's impact?
No, he's so good physically and mentally. And there are so many of these guys that the Bears are the last team in on over the last several years in free agency. They're the last team to give Jimmy Graham or whoever like that a chance. And they end up being, you know, the ones that were the last bad contract given to that player. Kevin Byard was one of those guys who is theoretically toward the end of his career. Nobody's really coming around with a huge offer for Kevin Byard in that free agency. The Bears pick him up because they have need, not necessarily because he's really good, but because he's better than what they've got. And that has been a great signing. Kevin Byard has outplayed his contract the last 2 years, and he is just ultra reliable back there. I totally agree with you, especially just that veteran savvy. There's so much, there's a lot of good that Jaquan Brisker brings, but he can't bring, you know, the wealth of experience that Kevin Byard brings to that position and to the defense at large. Kevin Byard has been such a good story for them, such a good signing for them, and a good story, I think, individually. He's a guy that I've just always been really impressed by because the physical endurance that he has and the consistency of maybe missing something like one or two practices in his entire career, in-season practices, it's incredible.
That being said, watching how Dennis Allen deployed Kyler Gordon yesterday and how he deployed Jaquan Brisker was awesome. To see those guys being healthy and being productive in their defense.
Those are their two best blitzers, Gordon and Brisker, in that order for me. Gordon has always just been so talented at that. And Brisker loves to hit, so that works too. And those guys have been around. Those are not new pieces. Those were pieces that Matt Eberflus could have made better use of, and Dennis Allen is not going to miss that opportunity.
Talk to us about where you see the defensive end depth chart going into the Baltimore game. You know, we'll see how people practice, but Austin Booker, if healthy, is probably going to be active. Dominique Robinson had a good game, real good tackle for loss on Taysom Hill. Montez Sweat has stepped up. You know, Shamar Turner's been getting time out there. Like, what do you see as the way that situation is developing?
They really like Dominique Robinson, and I've been surprised that has worked out. He would have been a guy on my list probably going into training camp
to get cut.
He's probably not going to. This is probably about the end for the Dominique Robinson run with the Bears. And to his credit and to the coaching staff's credit, he has turned into a solid backup player for them. This is kind of, though, Matt, this is just like at running back. This whole is that depth chart good? Not really. But does it suddenly look a lot better if Montez Sweat is getting 12 sacks this year or 15 sacks this year? Then, yeah, then it would look great. Then it's like, okay, whatever you've got filling in behind him, probably going to be okay.
The defense has been really good. They've established themselves as a defense that takes the ball away, and everyone's been giving a lot of credit to Al Harris for that. The buy-in part is significant, too. How did these guys come to buy in on the idea of let's take the ball away?
I think they have a lot of players that are really good at it. I think they have players that really have a knack for it in Kevin Byard, the way he'll read a quarterback. Tyreek Stevenson, totally not afraid to do the dirty work as far as trying to punch a ball out. And I think that Montez Sweat has always had that. If he can get to the quarterback, he's somebody that is going to cause a lot of turnovers. But that said, I do have concerns about whether they can keep that going. There's a lot of other metrics outside of the New Orleans game against a very bad team. Again, there's a lot of metrics that are troubling if you don't get those takeaways. And I saw some post-game video of Ben Johnson, I think it was in Washington, saying some people think that getting takeaways is luck. And I'm sitting there like, maybe me a little bit. I kind of think there's a little bit of luck to that. I mean, you can give yourself a better chance of being lucky with some of what they're doing. But there is maybe luck isn't the right word, but there's a little bit of randomness.
Variance, yes.
Yes, there we go. Sure. You know what it's a lot like? Frankly, it's a lot like crowding the net with a net front presence in hockey. Like,
yes. Blackhawks have been doing it well lately.
If you populate that area with the lovely Annette front presence, maybe you'll get some randomness. So there's some to that. But like Nayshon Wright jumping a route because he knows the game situation is good. Edmonds and Edwards bringing a lot of population to the football and one deflecting one to the other is good. So I think there's some situational awareness that is benefiting these guys too.
And we've mentioned Gordon. You just mentioned Edwards. If there's, maybe Grady Jarrett coming back one of these weeks, maybe that levels out some of these other numbers that are more concerning about the yards per carry that they're giving up, or the passer rating that they're giving up, or the total yardage they're giving up.
I'll give you my concerning number for the offense. Last three games, all wins, 4-for-13 in the red zone.
That's not good.
No, man. You got to do better than that. You got to turn these opportunities into seven as much as you can in this league.
Herb Howard has been saying this. I'm going to throw him under the bus so that I'm not the only guy being so negative about their winning streak. But he's been saying, you know, when you get three or four takeaways in a game, you can't be just scoring 25 points and having it come down to a blocked field goal or making a last second field goal. It should look a lot better than this when you're getting that many takeaways.
He's right.
Everybody would tell you that about this last game. You get four takeaways from the Saints, and then you go 2-for-6 in the red zone. You're going 3-for-12 or something like that, I think, on third down. That 26 points off of that defensive performance is not commensurate. That doesn't check out in the conversion table for me of, okay, four turnovers, only 26 points. Ooh.
Jason, as always, we appreciate your time.
All right, guys, thanks for having me.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.